Great. We have some visitors today. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you're here today. You guys can, if you want to just sit on the pew, that's fine, because I'll kind of be standing up here a little bit. Okay. Is there enough room? Okay, perfect. Have you guys ever played tug of war? Do you know how to play tug of war? What do you do? Tell me what you do. Let's see if I can. I thought I had this untangled after the first. Okay, two teams. Let's say it's the chair. Okay. Wait, I should have a flag here. Oh, the knot. Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's usually two teams. So Pastor and I are going to be the two teams. So, oh, I better back up here. So we would start pulling, and oh, maybe he goes this way, and then he pulls, maybe, oh, and he pulls me that way, until we go back and forth over the line, right, until some team wins. Well, today's Bible reading from Romans sort of made me think about the tug of war. Paul is talking and about how he himself, and really all Christians, have two sides of their thinking that are kind of pulling against each other. And this is what he says. Paul says, I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want to do is what I keep on doing. So thinking about tug of war, I've got a couple examples. So let's say your dad tells you to clean up your room, and you want to please him. So you say, okay, so I start pulling, that's like the rope going this way. But as I'm walking to my room, the TV's on, and I get distracted, and I watch TV, and I never end up cleaning my room. That's like the rope going the other direction. Two different things going on. Or, Mom has just made a plate of cookies, and she says, don't eat those cookies before supper. And I say, okay, because I want to obey her. So the rope goes this way. But, oh, they smell so good, and she's not looking, and I get pulled the other way, right? These things, thank you, Pastor, happen every day. They happen every day to grown-ups and to children. And our sinful nature just plays tug of war with us. The devil is pulling against us, tempting us to do wrong things. But you know what? The cool thing is that we have Jesus on our side. It's like he's pulling on our side of the rope. And the best thing is that he's already won the game for us. He's won tug of war, and he did that when he died on the cross and took away our sins and forgave all the bad things that we think and say and do. So Paul in Romans says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we can say that too. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us live our lives. Every day as your children. Thankful for your redeeming love.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up, guys.